Welcome to our once a week podcast entitled What's in a Hymn. It reflects on some of the hymns that God's people have sung for generations. Today, still in that Christmas period, we're going to reflect on a hymn that begins with the first coming of Jesus, reminds us of why he came, and finishes with his second coming. It is One Day When Heaven Was Filled With His Praises. The hymn was written by Wilbur Chapman, 1859 to 1918. We don't seem to know the inspiration for this hymn, but as one who began preaching with D.L. Moody and as a leader of evangelistic events in his own right, why would he not write a hymn about the great gospel truths of Jesus, his birth, crucifixion, resurrection, and second coming? Verse 1 deals with the incarnation, but what is clear here is that Jesus' birth at Bethlehem was not the beginning of Jesus. He is the eternal God, the second person of the Trinity. And the verse begins with that reminder. One day when heaven was filled with his praises. So as the eternal God, praise was due to him. But because of our sin and therefore the need of a saviour, he came to earth, God become man. So one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. What an act of humility on Jesus' part. Paul puts it well in Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. Now comes the chorus. Many of us may have learnt this as a chorus in its own right in Sunday school, and it is full of important truth about Jesus, his life, death, burial, resurrection, and second coming. Much of this explored in subsequent verses. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, O glorious day. Verse 2 deals with Jesus' death on the cross of Calvary. Yes, clearly nailed to the cross, he was despised and rejected and in agony. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on the tree, suffering anguish, despised and rejected. But we are reminded all of this was because he was the atoning sacrifice, bearing our sin, facing the wrath of God instead of us, and paying our debt to the law of God so that we might have salvation. So, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Verse 3 focuses on Jesus' burial and his days in the tomb. One day they left him alone in the garden. One day he rested from suffering free. Angels came down o'er his tomb to keep vigil. Hope of the hopeless, my Saviour is he. Verse 4 focuses on Jesus' resurrection. So, one day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Here we are surely reminded that it was impossible for Christ to remain dead and buried because he is the eternal Son of God. Paul in Romans chapter 1 verse 4 is clear that Jesus is declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. But this exaltation of Jesus is not just his resurrection from the dead where death is conquered, but his going back to heaven. So verse 4 finishes. Then he arose over death he had conquered. Now is ascended, my Lord, evermore. So in verses 2, 3 and 4, we are reminded that we have a Saviour who has died, was buried and is now alive in heaven. the essentials to be an all-sufficient saviour, and a reminder that our gospel is based on historical facts. Verse 5 focuses us on Jesus' second coming. So, one day the trumpet will sound for his coming, one day the skies with his glory will shine. Here is such a glorious prospect. But there is more. Wonderful day, my beloved one's bringing. Glorious Saviour, this Jesus is mine. Amen.